Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Yes, it is. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. High today is going to be right now. 96, 76 on your way out the house right now. Boy, you're going to need it all. You're going to need some one of them little travel deodorant things. You're going to need that. You're going to need some wipes, too. It's going to be extra hot here in the Queen City today. Speaking of hot, baby, you know what time it is. It is time for the hottest segment on IG. Hashtag Larry Mad. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. Hit the follow button and follow the hashtag. Hashtag Larry Mad. Today is being brought to you by, yep, Planet Fitness. We are broadcasting live from our judgment-free zone, our Planet Fitness studio. And Larry is mad today in the Planet Fitness studio about all y'all who is about to go out there and lose y'all life messing with these people on Facebook. I don't know if you've seen it. I don't know if you heard about it. But 1 million people have signed up on Facebook to go and raid Area 51. Now, if you've been living in a box or igloo or somewhere like that, you don't know what Area 51 is. It is allegedly the place where the United States government hides and studies aliens. Well, this one person came up with an idea and said, hey, we need to go raid Area 51. They can't stop us all. Start a petition on Facebook. The Facebook petition, as of this morning, has 1 million people signed up to go and participate in this raid of Area 51. And then it has another 853,000 people signed up as interested in going. Now, let me tell y'all something. Y'all go out there and play with the U.S. government if y'all want to, and go out there and try to raid Area 51 and try to play and see if y'all can see some aliens if you want to. The United States Air Force is already saying, if you come out here in Area 51 in Nevada, this is where you're going to stay. Because you're going to end up not dead, but dead. Leave them people and they aliens alone. I'm not trying to discover if we got aliens. I don't care. If they got them, they not bothering me. Leave them people and they examinations and they alienation alone. We already know aliens exist. One of them is coming in concert. Lil Wayne, we already know aliens exist. So leave them alone. And they are talking about you can go out there and run and some they call a Naruto run. And the one person who's leading the whole Facebook thing said, well, we can all go together. If we run Naruto style, we can dodge their bullets. See, right there, you lost me. Why are we out here dodging bullets? I ain't dodging nobody bullets.
How many people did you say wanted sign up to go?
1 million.
So, Larry, here's the thing.
What?
1 million going. Someone will make it in. One person's going to make it in.
Nobody going to make it in, Jessica.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Will it be you? That's the question that I'd ask myself. Will it be me? And it probably won't, so I'm not going to risk
listen,
it.
Jessica, how many bullets you think the United States Air Force got? Listen, you don't think they got a million bullets?
I don't think they got
They got a bomb that they dropped that blew up half a country.
They not going to put all that over there.
Okay.
But all one right. person all is going right. to... One right. person will make it in.
All right.
One Making person... What?
One person will make it very close.
Let's put it
like that.
They ain't gonna make it past
you
trees.
And also, hold on. I need to see the rest of this plan. What's the plan? I need to see. Do you have security codes in order to get
no,
in?
No, they just got a
Do
Facebook
you have
sign
a
up.
Blueprint of how the building is put together and nope. where the aliens exactly are? I need to see the full plan. I don't know if this is thought out correctly.
Listen, I'm gonna make it past the trees that cover up Area 51.
Here go the thing. Because no,
got a shook and jab. Listen, like not you got to shake them.
Jessica,
like
you're football. You're already behind the eight ball. You already told them you was coming. They already prepared.
They don't have bullets, Larry. They got laser guns. It's aliens in there. You think they got people security guards? No.
Man, you're gonna be the next damn experiment. That's what you're gonna end up being.
How would the duck is back there doing security for Area 51?
I need to see the plans, sir.
Listen, Larry not going. Hashtag Larry not going.
Y'all tell me about it.
Yeah, Meek Mill is 5'8".
Back home smoking legal.
98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse, and of course, excuse me. Yeah, man. Y'all know how we do it in the Madhouse. How today is going to be right in the 96, 76 on your way at the house, and you know what time it is.
It's time for that Madhouse great debate.
It's Lion King week.
Which?
Sorry.
Which? is being brought to you by the Great Classic After Party. You can join Power 98 going down this Saturday for the official Great Classic After Party at Studio Movie Grill, 210 East Trade Street. Go to power98fm.com for more details. All right. Okay. Today we want to know, using the hashtag Inmates Great Debate, did you cry when Scar killed Mufasa?
Did the Lion King, would you admit to the Lion King making you cry?
Just the whole movie.
Yeah.
Did you cry?
The whole movie?
Yeah.
Oh, we ain't doing just that scene?
No, did the Lion King make you cry?
That was only the sad part.
Well, it could just be like the whole story could have made you.
Oh. I like mine better.
And we got it from my man, my favorite person to watch on IG, baby, Boosie Badass.
And I want the world to comment on the under this acting like they all gangsta. Nigga, if you watch Lion King as a child, you shed tears. Cause that made me cry. And I know every got an axe around me when I was a child. And dropped Scar. When Scar dropped that off that mother, hey, bro.
When Boosie say, hey, bruh. Did it make you cry?
Did you cry, Larry?
I shed a little tear.
Really?
I didn't break down, but I was like, you know.
Really? Okay.
It was a little, I ain't gonna say I broke down, Jessica, but I.
So you're admitting that you cried.
I you know what I mean? I ain't gonna say cried.
No, Larry, say that you cried.
No, because I ain't cry.
Did you shed a tear?
Not really. I ain't let it come out. It don't count.
So you won't admit that you
it don't count.
Your eyes water.
Yeah, there you go, Burpee. That's what I was looking for. My eyes water. It didn't drop all the way down my face, so it don't count.
Burpee, did you cry?
No, I didn't cry.
Burpee lied. Burpee's very similar.
My favorite part was when Simba was down and he was like, somebody. Anybody.
Shaw. Sure.
What?
You cried on Lion King, bro.
I ain't never seen it.
Oh my God.
I'm done. How we vote, Jessica? Shark. How we vote, Jessica?
Please tell you bought your tickets so early.
Jessica, tell how we vote, Jessica.
Vote on our Instagram page.
You never seen the cartoon?
At Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or you can drop it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. It's Lion King Week. Lion King, the live action film drops this Friday.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's Blood for New Hip Hop and R&B. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Before we get to your Madhouse voicemail, Miss Jessica has some breaking news for you.
Yeah, this one has not even dropped on the any of the major networks or anything like that. And this one is sort of close to me because I actually knew this guy. Boxing great Sweet Pea Whitaker, Pernell Whitaker, has passed away this morning. He was just 55 years old. He has all kinds of, I mean, his record, he has total fights, 46. He won 40 of them, 17 by knockout. He only has 4 losses in his career. He was regarded as one of the greatest defensive boxers of all time, an Olympic Olympian. So prayers up for his entire family. I actually went to school with his son and know his family very well. So prayers up for Pernell Whitaker, Sweet Pea Whitaker, and his family as he has passed away this morning.
Mm. Definitely hearts. And yeah. Our hearts and our prayers go out and condolences to the family. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
55 years old. It's so sad. He's gone through some things, but, you know, nobody I was very shocked when I woke up and saw this. I remember seeing him growing up and just being like, oh, my God, he's a celebrity and he's at my school. And, you know, so prayers up for his family.
All right, man, let's check out your Madhouse voicemail right now.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, what?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holla at your folks.
What do you have to say?
Salute to Miss April. She's always inspirational. And Mr. Lee, you know he always got something crazy to say. What they talking about?
Good morning. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Everyone, happy Monday. Hope everybody had a great weekend.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Now it's time to go get the money, go get the money. Like, bam, that part.
Good morning. This is Mr. Lee. Hey, check this out, man. Hey, ever since Mr. Lee had to go to the hospital, all the carnivores have been flocking at Mr. Lee. Which one should I take? You were some advice all day. Now get up on it. I seen you on TV. You trying to move to get up do TV now? Show your ugly self. So show your ugly face in the place.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. If you got something on your mind, you can let it off. 704-227-8780. As a matter of fact, go there right now. 704-227-8780 and let us know. Will you admit to the Lion King making you cry? Because we already know it made you cry. Whether you shed a tear or whether you sniveled or whether you really boo-hooed, you shed a tear. You did something. You cried. So let us know. Will you admit to the Lion King making you cry? It's Lion King Week inside the Madhouse. Charlotte's Plug.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers. Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media at Power 98 FM.
Nosy neighbors, do you like your phone but not your service? Well, with Spectrum Mobile, you can keep your current phone and upgrade your network. Right now, you can pay for the data that you use for only $14 per gig, and that includes free talk and text, or you can get unlimited data with free talk and text for just $45 a month per line. No added taxes, no fees, and no contracts. Spectrum Mobile. Go to spectrum.com/BYOD to learn more and to find a store near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra?
Because it ain't no more time.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B is No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse, 640, 20 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, it's going to be right in the 96, 76 degrees right now. And we asking the Madhouse, hey Madhouse, what did y'all see this weekend on your social media? Listen, I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'm going to kick it off. And what I saw this weekend was people talking about I Got the Hook Up To, was dropped over the weekend. And boy, the review was not good. A real hood review from this hood dude.
I believe in supporting black people, black on black support. I think our black people support each other no matter what. You know what I'm saying? But Master P, you wrong as f***. Putting out that bull man. That f***. Terrible. I don't know what the f*** going on. I don't know what the f*** meaning of the sh** is. I don't know. This sh** just don't make sense. My scene just keeps, don't nothing match. The goddamn quality trash. The sound trash. Man, that sh** terrible as f***, bro. You took all them people and just threw them on some sh**. That sh** terrible, nigga. You need to goddamn issue out a real live apology to Black America for that bull you just pulled, bro.
That issue out of the... All I'm going to say is that's what I saw this weekend. That's on, if you want to see that interview in its entirety, you can go to Instagram and go to Say Cheese Digital. Say, S-A-Y, Say Cheese Digital on IG, and you can see that, and you can hear it in its entirety and everything that he had to say about I Got the Hook Up Too. Bert, what you saw this weekend?
Oh, man, I saw this video on Instagram where a guy who's working security pulled out his gun on a black police officer who was in uniform.
No, you didn't.
Simply because he said he had a gun. The police officer didn't even pull his gun out. The guy said he's armed and he won't leave when two other police officers came after the black police officer had to call other police officers to come because this security guard had his gun turned the man to leave.
Where did you see that in Burper?
I saw this on, hold on, let me, remember when we went to the boot camp?
Mm-hmm.
The comedian who was there, Yamanika?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, do I remember Yamanika?
Yes, Yamanika.
I saw on her page.
You what's her IG?
Her IG is Yamanika, Yamanika.
Mm-hmm. One more time for the black people in the
back. I say Yamanika.
I'm going to look that up. So let me get this right. So a security guard pulled the gun out on a police officer in uniform?
At the IRS building.
I would have shot him.
He was in, the black police officer was in uniform.
Yeah, I would have shot him. I'm sorry.
That's one of the cases where it's like, okay, I understand why you got shot.
Yeah.
Because you should have got shot, little security guard. I'm sorry. Then he was really, like, he really told two other police officers as if the black man wasn't a police officer. He got a gun and he won't leave.
All right, I'm done with your story. Jessica, what you saw this weekend?
A lot of people were talking about it. The Lion King premiere went down in London over the weekend. They had another one. You know, the first one was in California. They had another one in London. And a lot of people were talking about the meeting of the Carters and the prince and the princess.
Oh, yeah, I saw them walking up.
Meghan Markle and Harry, they were walking up. And a lot of people were talking about the video of Beyonce and Jay-Z meeting Harry and Meghan. It was a nice little meeting, a nice greeting. But a lot of people also were talking about Beyonce's dress. She looked absolutely fabulous and was giving leg for days. That slit went up to her belly button.
It did. It Lord
was,
Jesus.
She looked beautiful. So that's what, that was one of the big stories that I saw on social media over the weekend.
All right. There it is. That's what the Madhouse saw. If you got something you saw, man, make sure y'all hit us on our IG pages. And of course, coming up, Burp has got his thoughts. What you thinking about today, Burp?
Larry, I heard that Mr. Robert Kelly made a song about being in jail.
No, he didn't.
That's what I heard.
We got the exclusive?
We got the exclusive.
Oh, I'm scared. It's pot out of eight.
No limit.
I'm sorry, yeah, man. We have the strangest things that happen at our station early in the morning in the wee hours. And I'm just going to tell y'all, man, a guy was passed. We don't know if he was passed out, if he was dead, or he was just unconscious in the parking deck this morning. But
or if he was in a stupor.
We don't know. So medic was called, fire department and police all came. And we still don't know if he's still down there or what's going on. But one of our coworkers just came down here and gave us a synopsis of what they saw. That's what we was laughing at.
And they thought somebody around here died. I don't know how that came about.
Yeah. They thought somebody pulled in the parking lot and died.
Stop being so dramatic.
Yeah, so. Shark, go down there and investigate, man, and see what's going on.
Take the camera.
Man, meddling worse than stealing.
Meddling. That boy grew up around some old people. You hear me?
Meddling.
Shark, go find out what's going on. Meddling. That's your job, yo.
Now, I'm worried about this computer right
here. He said meddling.
Shock saying you ain't going down that shop. All right, man, it's time to get Burpee stopped, man. Let's see what's happening today with Burpee. All right, Burpee, what you thinking about today, Big Dog?
Hey, man, I heard. Y'all know R. Kelly got arrested over the weekend, man. He, by the feds, they shipped him to New York City. And I heard he wrote a song about being in jail.
I got
the exclusive song. I got it just for the Madhouse. This is it right here. Charlotte, America, you are getting the exclusive R. Kelly song about being in jail.
I plead innocent, no doubt. Said the girls I was holding, I let them out. As we walk into the jailhouse, you better shut your damn mouth. Go to Gin Pop, who me? Please don't take my booty. Hey, Mr. Lawyer, how you doing? Am I only locked up for the weekend? Where did this trouble come from that I'm into? All the girlfriends that I had was in high school. Ooh. Feds wanna play, my ex want it all. I'm not gonna drop the soap in the shower stall, because it hurts. I plead innocent, no doubt. Said the girls I was holding, I let them out. As we walk into the jailhouse, you better shut your damn mouth. Go to Gin Pop, who me? Please don't take my booty. They told me cough twice and put my hands up. They said bend over and put my hands up. They told me cough twice and put my hands up. They said bend over and put my hands up. Ooh, I plead innocent, no doubt. Said the girls I was holding, I let them out. As we walk into the jailhouse, you better shut your damn mouth. Go to Gin Pop, who me? Please don't take my booty.
Please don't take my booty.
my booty, my booty. Please don't take my booty, my booty, my booty. Ouch, ouch. My booga 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 booty. When am I getting out? Please don't put me in general population. They gonna violate me. I'd rather you throw me under the jail. Ooh.
I am done. R. Kelly's brand new single is called I'm Innocent. AKA Please Don't Take My Booty.
And those from every thought. Think about it!
What you thought?
Live from Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios. This is WPEG, Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Turn me up, son.
And home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Wake up!
We're Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Y'all know what's coming up. We're going to let y'all shine this hour. Somebody's doing something good in your life. You did something good in somebody's life. We want to hear about it. Your kid's doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy! YK Osiris, girl, you got to be worth it. 96 degrees. If he ain't got with you today, you worth it. It's Power 98.
You just got to be worth it.
I promise you, Burpee, my homeboy that is a coach for the Oakland Raiders sent me that message. If you map quest Brokeback Mountain, you got to make a right on Old Town Road. I actually tried to do it. I don't know. Where's Brokeback Mountain at anyway? Is it in Kansas somewhere?
I don't know. And Larry, if anyone of your homeboys say they know where it is.
He didn't say he knew.
Get rid of him.
He said he was map questing. And I don't know. I've never seen the movie, but I heard about the movie, so I don't know. All right, man, y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse. 708.
I'll ask my brother.
8 minutes after 7 o'clock. High today is going to be right in the 96, 77 degrees right now. And, of course, you know what it is. We want to spread some positivity in a negative world. Your kid's doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy!
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Oh, yeah.
Get your shine on.
All right, all right, all right. Good morning. Who you want to let shine this morning?
What up, Big Dog?
What's up, Big Dog? How you feeling this morning, Big Dog?
Man, I'm feeling good. I tell you better know it. Listen here, this your boy, Big Will. Listen here, Team True Blue. Man, phenomenal job we did this weekend. I got to let them shine, bro. Everybody, Pat Compton, LaWanna Mayfield, Charles Robinson, Ditchy folks, everybody came through. Show a little 24 cat, man. I can't tell it out. I can't name them all. But I'm telling you, man, we did that thing. We did our thing. I appreciate it.
There it is. Team True Blue, let them shine, baby.
Shine on me. 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 Shine on me.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting that light shine on?
Oh, they hung up, baby.
Okay. Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Thanks.
Jessica, who you got?
Okay, so I want to send a shout out. I want to shine the light on one of my high school classmates, Beaver, my buddy Beaver. I call him my locker partner. We used to share lockers.
Oh, that's what's up. Y'all had to share lockers?
No, he just had a great placement of his locker.
Oh, so you
and
share
so lockers. I was like, can I share a locker with you? And he was like, sure.
That's cute.
So shout out to my homeboy, Beaver. He had a stroke a couple of days ago. And was really, really worried about him, but he actually gave me a call on Sunday. So it was great to hear his voice. And he told me that he is home and he is doing well and he is expected to make 100% recovery. So I want to shine the light on my buddy Beaver and God for taking care of
him. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
And I also want to shine the light on a young lady that hangs out here. She's a good friend of the Madhouse. Little Miss Peace Party, Miss Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Miss Brooklyn, I did not know this about her, but she was having some hearing problems in her ears, and it was almost causing her to go deaf. And it got real bad to the point where it was affecting her in her jawline, so the doctors decided to go ahead and do surgery on her. Her mom called me the other day, told me that her surgery was 100% success. And Miss Brooklyn was, my mom told us that Brooklyn was like, oh my goodness, everything is so loud. They just didn't realize how low, how bad her hearing was, that everything is so loud for her now because everything works. So shout out to my girl, Brooklyn. Shout out to those doctors. Want to shine the light on her and send her and her mother some love this morning.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
She's one of our cool kids here inside the Madhouse that we support and that we pay attention to what she's doing all the time. She's 9 years old, so shout out to Brooklyn and get well. I spoke to her mother as well, so shout out to her. All right, Shark, what you got, man? Who you want to let shine?
Shout out to my daddy, Tom. I talked to him the other day.
Your daddy name Tom?
Man, Tom, man.
No. Time out.
Your daddy ain't named no Tom.
We've known you for years.
And you never said your daddy name was Tom.
That we are hearing that your father's name is Tom?
Man, my dad from Kosciuszko, Mississippi. He went to school and with Oprah. Well, not school, to the schoolhouse.
So his name ain't Tom. His name is Thomas.
Yes. But anyway, he was in good spirits. I talked to him the other day. He always sounds sad, man.
What kind of shout out is
this? Cause he always sounds sad, man. You know, so shout out to my daddy.
Shout out to my daddy, Tom. He was happy yesterday.
He was angry.
If you got somebody you want to last shine, man, 570-WPG.
New backpack?
Check.
New clothes?
Check.
New glasses?
Sweet.
At the My Eye Doctor Back to School event, kids' glasses start at just $69.
Check.
Schedule an exam today and save at My Eye Doctor. Doctors of Optometry. MyEYEDR.com.
Charlotte traffic.
Inbound Independence Boulevard hitting some early slowdowns thanks to a crash around Briar Creek. This looks to be a hit and run and some injuries involved. So police, fire, and medic out with this incident. Beatty's Ford Road at Mount Holly, Huntersville Road, a lane blocked here. And Pence Road just west of Harrisburg Road, accident in the clearing stages. Traffic brought to you by Subway. Someone once said that variety is the spice of life. Get some variety in your life with the $3.79 Sub of the Day collection at Subway restaurants. Try a different 6-inch sub every day for just $3.79. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras. Prices and subs included may vary, plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
This is the sound of the DQ Cheeseburger Lovers deal being calculated by a cheeseburger lover.
Two DQ cheeseburgers. Huh. Just $4. Two DQ doubles with cheese, only $5?
And this is the sound of that cheeseburger lover checking that math.
Wait. Two DQ cheeseburgers, $4, and two DQ doubles with cheese, $5. I'm burger rich.
The DQ cheeseburger lover's deal. DQ. Happy tastes good. Price and participation may vary.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I wrote this next song for a gal from Cheyenne. Should never have told her how Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats. She said if they could love her pooch as much as she did, then so could I. Well, I couldn't. This next song's called Cat Person. It was a rough, rough night in Wyoming. The cat was out of the bag.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Say you're not a morning person. Or maybe you are.
Hello, sunshine.
Either way, we all have one thing in common. Our love for breakfast at McDonald's. Sleepyhead. Or go-getter.
Embrace the day.
Together we breakfast. Wake up to a sweet and savory chicken McGriddles or crispy and flaky McChicken biscuit for just $1.59 each. Only at McDonald's. Your morning starts here. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Listen, Vanya, fly is chick in the midday, and I can't be fly in my teeth.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
ain't right. So you know I had to go see Dr. K over at District Dentistry. And let me tell you something, honey. Your girl's teeth are right, right. They're accepting new patients. They accept most insurance. And they can see patients real quick. And sometimes they can even do same-day treatment. Go right on over there across the street from the Panther Stadium between Uptown and South End, 328 West Carson Boulevard, Suite 100. They have free parking. And ask them about free whitening for life, honey, and your teeth can look like mine. Fly and more fly. Tell them Vanya to send you.
Hendrick.
We're proud to call Charlotte home. We're proud to serve you. Hendrick Automotive Group. We serve by saving you time with an easy, modern, and convenient car buying experience. We serve with a commitment to excellence in every...
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news from Monday, July 15th, being brought to you by Shark's favorite place, Ilios Noches. Just in time for the summer, you can get a great gift card offer from Ilios Noche Restaurant and Lounge for $75. For $50, you can get a $75 gift card at IliosNoches.com, or you can visit the Ray Village or Quail Corners location to purchase in person. Once again, $75 for only $50 at IliosNoches.com. Log on to Power98FM.com for more details. Rumors were swirling that R. Kelly's girlfriends were missing, and their parents thought that there might even be a suicide pact. Well, the ladies are setting the record straight. A representative for Joycelyn and Azriel say that the women are sitting comfortably in R. Kelly's Chicago apartment inside Trump Towers and that they are fine and dandy. They also say that, no, there is no suicide pact. R. Kelly, though, he's still sitting behind bars on new federal charges, including racketeering and sex trafficking and obstruction of justice. Jermaine Dupri had everyone talking last week when he couldn't name a current female rapper that he liked and said the current female rappers are stripper rappers. Some didn't like the comments, so he hopped on social media to announce the So Def all-female cypher. He didn't give any more details, so we'll see how this one turns out. Cardi B and Offset's daughter Culture just turned one and had a huge party on Saturday night with the theme of Wonderful. One. Not, you know, W-O-N, but okay, you got it. All right. The party was in New York City and cost a cool $400,000. All right. The characters on her cake were from the Netflix show Word Party. These are the same characters on the chain that she got for her birthday, which cost $100,000. The party even included a Build-A-Bear workshop and showed me just how poor I actually am. Congratulations are in order for YG and his longtime love, Caitlin Sparks. The couple welcomed a baby girl into the world over the weekend. Her name is Vibe Jackson. I like that name, Vibe. They already share a four-year-old daughter named Harmony. So Harmony and Vibe, like that. Soulja Boy, he's getting released from prison early. He was sentenced to 240 jails for a probation violation. He served about 3 months of that. The LA Sheriff's Department says that Soulja is getting sprung early thanks to a combination of good behavior, time served, and overcrowding. Happy birthday to Mac Wiles, Forrest Whitaker, and Jim Jones. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
The neighborhood.
Power 98.
All right, Ms. Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Soulja Boy. She said, Soulja Boy, I'm getting out. What three reasons did she give that he was getting out? 570-WPEG, first caller through with the correct answer. We got some great tickets for you. You'll find out when you win. It's Power 98.
Tell us the station that's putting you in the building.
Power 98.
Always the plug, baby. We got you. Mary J. Blige and Nas, straight like that. And make sure you keep it locked in because we got them Lil Wayne and Blink 182 tickets coming up for you inside of Black Smart coming up in your 9 o'clock hour. It's time for your 740 question of the morning being brought to you by U.S. Auto Sales. You know how it goes down. Better financing, simple, and of course, you already know all credit levels will get you in there. You can come ride today at U.S. Auto Sales. We talking Diddy, making the band, and group mentoring. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about who?
You know, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Diddy is thinking about bringing back the popular television show, Making the Band. Well, day 26 once in. You know, of course, Aubrey O'Day said, you need to first bring back all of the originals. Well, Willie Taylor of Day 26 said that the group is getting ready to do a reunion tour this fall, and they could serve as excellent mentors for the new talent that are competing on the show. He thinks that the fans would love to see what the groups have been up to. So, here's our question. Out of all of the bands from Making the Band, which one do you think would be the best mentors? Do you think it would be The Band? Do you think it would be Danity Kane? Or do you think it would be Day 26?
You know what? I'm going to go with the original band with Dylon. Because they went through so much. You know what I mean? They went through so much and they had so many different personalities and the things that they went through. And, you know, it was P. Diddy's original band and they had a female in the group. I think they would be able to mentor on all levels of being a band and being together because they came from all walks of life and they, you know what I mean? So I think they would be the best mentors. That's what I'm rolling with.
I would like to think The Band just because of how diverse the band is. You've got singers, you've got rappers, you got the reggae, you know, and all of that. You got males, you've got females. However, they just didn't have the success. And that's why I wouldn't pick them. I would pick them for diversity, but they just didn't have the success. And when you want a mentor, you want a mentor that is successful. So I'm probably gonna go with Day 26 for this one. All of those guys are very, very talented. They've had their troubles along the way. You know, some of them went a little crazy and, you know, they had to deal with egos and things like that. But they are continuing to tour and people are continuing to come out and see them. They are continuing to be successful. So I would give it to Day 26. And Big Mike lost all that weight, so he just did. Yeah, he could talk about that.
Okay.
Diddy need to call it Making the Artist because don't none of his bands last. He need to make one person to be a star. Because I wouldn't want none of them to come back, to be honest with you. Because
well, you gotta pick one, Burpee. Come on, man.
Burpee?
My answer is D. None of the above.
That wasn't on the paper.
If I had to pick, I don't know. I guess Day 26.
Okay.
Because I watched that one the most.
Okay.
But the original band, that's why I wouldn't pick them because they had to walk 7 miles for some damn cheesecake. They got mental issues.
Nah, they went through everything. They went through everything. And then
that had nothing to do with music.
But still, though, they went through the fire. They went through the storm. They made the band. And then they didn't have the success of the other two bands. So they could talk about why they didn't have the success. Because everybody loved
Dylon went so crazy, he lost his accent.
Dylon. Who's the hottest rapper alive?
Dylon no more. His name is Dylan.
You cannot deny Danity Kane either. Those girls were so talented, unfortunately, that
they became another group.
That one of the girls, you know, add a whole nother group with Diddy. Like he finds talent.
Oh yeah, he's definitely, you know, can find some talent.
I just think for to mentor a group that will be going through something.
Ever since Mace became a preacher, did it? Bad Boy ain't been right.
That's gotta be put our opinion on this.
Vote on
getting
our
my nerves.
Instagram. No, you vote on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Which Making the Band would you like to see on the show serving as mentors? The Band, Danity Kane, or Day 26? Let us know.
704-227-8780. Incognito is live in the kitchen up next.
No limit.
Enjoying every. Yep, it's another Larry the Morning Madhouse. How today is going to be right in this 77 degrees right about now. And of course, you know it's time for hashtag Just Wondering.
Have y'all ever wondered why does 7-Eleven have locks on their doors when they're open 24/7? I'm just wondering. Now, are Kirk Franklin and Plies really the same people? Because sort of think they are. I'm just wondering. It's time for Jess Wondering with me, Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
All right, so I had a conversation with one of my homeboys over the weekend. You all might have seen me post this on my social media page. He was telling me that he and his girlfriend are currently going through it because she found out that he told another girl, he said, you know, you're looking sexy as ever, and told her that she was thick. And she said the girlfriend's thing was, you know, look, this is inappropriate for you to talk to another female like this. His response was, that's just my homegirl. That's just my homegirl. We're friends or whatever. She's like, that's cool. There are other ways that you can compliment a female other than calling her sexy and telling her that she's thick. He couldn't get it through his head. He didn't understand. So I'm wondering, I'm hashtag just wondering, is there ever a time where it is appropriate for a man to call another woman sexy or thick and you are in a relationship?
Why not?
Y'all don't want to talk about
it. No, I'm just thinking about it.
Everybody got quiet.
Yeah, why not? You got to think on it before you reply. It's one of those, you got to think before you reply.
I'm thinking on this. I'm going to just jump on in on this.
Well, thank you, Butterfingers.
DJ Butterfingers.
Thank you, Butterfingers. Welcome to the Madhouse. I guess
I'm in here.
Okay.
Shout it. First of all, you need to just, hey, stop. Chill out. He just gave her a compliment. Won't like he did nothing to her. She's insecure. Mm. I think that's some insecurity. If you got something to say to your about commenting on somebody else.
I think you always got to think. If the shoe was on the other foot. Mm-hmm. So if she was complimenting the dude, how would you respond and how would you react to the situation? However, it depending on the level of their friendship, this girl that he's talking about, the level of their friendship and how long they've known each other, and do they do this often?
Let me throw this in there, because this might add on to what you're thinking.
Okay.
The girlfriend does not know this woman. Never met her, does not know this woman, never heard of her or anything like that.
That's the problem right there.
Let me throw that in.
Okay, that's the problem. She don't know who she is. So then, and that's my thing. If you know this girl, like if your girl know this girl, she know that y'all are friends and y'all hang out and this how y'all do, then she probably wouldn't have a problem with it. Her real problem or her real issue probably is she doesn't know this girl and you just complimented out of the blue and she found out about it. Like it ain't like you told her, she had to find out about it on her own.
Are there female friends that you all have that you all say that they're sexy and they're thick and your girl knows about it?
Jessica, you sexy.
Well, don't say that.
But it wouldn't be no like
pay attention to the obvious. If he said it right in front of you.
No, he did not say it in front of her.
He didn't say it in front of her. That's why I said it in front of her.
She found out.
How she find out?
Look, I don't know all those details, right. whatever.
You quit going looking for stuff. It ain't bigger than what it is. I mean, chill out.
Women say stuff like that about a random stranger that somebody on TV that they have an interest in.
But
like,
this is not a random stranger. It's different.
It's a stranger to her.
But not to him.
This is someone that her man knows.
Right. It's not a stranger to him.
Don't change the dynamic.
I'm not.
Like I said, if the shoe was on the other foot and you saw your woman compliment a guy in a way that you thought was inappropriate, what would you say about it?
But how was that inappropriate?
Because he said she was, I mean, to her, it's inappropriate.
She was sexy and thick.
To her.
Just because
that's inappropriate.
Just because she thinks it's inappropriate doesn't mean that it's inappropriate.
And that's insecure.
To you. But to her, that's inappropriate.
Have a problem with that, that's insecure.
So that's what I'm asking. Not that's necessary. What I want to yes, ask Madhouse Nation. Is it inappropriate for your partner to ever refer to another person as sexy or thick?
Now, if he would have said, damn, girl, you looking sexy and thick. I wouldn't mind hitting it. That's inappropriate.
You ain't gotta put the hitting in there.
You gotta add that in there.
Bro, you're doing too much. 570 WPG. 570 WPG.
Is that not inappropriate?
Get out, Bert.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what it is inside the Madhouse. It's hashtag Just Wondering.
Have y'all ever wondered why does 7-Eleven have locks on their doors when they're open 24/7? I'm just wondering. Now, are Kirk Franklin and Plies really the same people? Because I sort of think they are. I'm just wondering.
It's time for Jess Wondering with me, Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
All right, so talking to my homeboy over the weekend, you all might have seen this pop up on my social media page, my Instagram page. He was saying that his girlfriend found out that he was telling another, well, he told another woman that she was sexy and that she was thick. He also said some other things, but sexy and thick. And she was like, yo, I think that's inappropriate for you to say to another woman. And his thing was, yo, that's my friend. That's my friend, and that's how we talk, you know, to each other. The girl, the girlfriend does not know this girl that he made these comments to. He couldn't get it through his head why she was so upset. And so I'm hashtag just wondering, is it ever appropriate for you to say to another female?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That she is sexy or that she is thick.
Good morning.
I was wanting to comment on Jessica's question. So the man's internet found out, which means he didn't say it around her. And I just want to say, when me and my female friends get together, or we talk about our, you know, people we encounter on a daily basis, if any of our men ever heard some of the stuff we said about those men, they'll probably fall dead because we get nasty. So it's different when you say it to one of your homeboys or when you're not around your girl. You're going to make comments like that. But now saying it in front of you or saying it in front of your woman, that's when it's disrespectful.
No, so you said, she's saying if you say it in front of your man or woman, then it's disrespectful. But if you say it behind their back and they don't know, then it's cool. That was her synopsis.
My thing is this, you know, like all of us have eyes. All of us can see, you know. So when I sit around and I'm talking to my homegirl, you know, we might say, yeah, did you see him? He was looking good, whatever, whatever. But if I actually say that to that other person, I have crossed boundaries in my relationship. And I don't think that that's appropriate.
Good morning.
Man, it don't make a difference. You should have just been like, yeah, you looking good, especially if you're in a committed relationship with the person that you say you love.
He said the choice of words is bad. The choice of words. He just say, girl, you looking good.
Yeah.
Take the sexy out. That's what he said. Pop it out again. Good morning.
Okay, so basically, I wouldn't care because, you know, we are human. And, you know, we're going to look and he can say whatever he want to say. Because guess what? I'm going to say the same thing to a female if I want to. Yeah, you sexy. Yeah, you fake. And it ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, we are all humans. But as humans, when you encounter yourself in a relationship, you take on the wants, the needs, and the likes of another person. So if the person you're in a relationship with has a problem with something, then you need to address that and address them as you got a problem with it. Whether you think they feel insecure or whether you think they feel a certain type of way about it, you still need to address it and say, okay, that was a problem that, you know, that we had. And let's how can we fix it?
Yeah.
How can we fix it? A lot of us sometimes are so selfish, including myself. A lot of us sometimes are so selfish that we forget that when you decide to enter into any type of relationship, whatever type it is, that you are dealing with another person and their feelings, and the feelings are not just about you.
I think that when you're in a relationship, right, you have to make some sacrifices, right? So me changing a couple of words out of my vocabulary to make sure that my partner feels good, I'm willing to do that. So if my partner has a problem with me saying that this person looks sexy, I can take that out of my vocabulary. I can say, okay, I won't do that. You know, if it's not, it's the words. It's the wording that you use. There are other ways to compliment a person of the opposite. She's not saying don't compliment
her. So what's another word for thick?
Well, why are you calling another woman thick?
Why do you have
the need to call another woman thick when you're in a relationship?
If you see it, and if that's the type of conversation that he has with his homegirl, this is what he's saying she is. It's his homegirl. If that's the type of conversation that they have had, they've had it in the past, they've had it before, why would it change?
because you're in a relationship now. Maybe before that's you weren't in a relationship.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but it could be a picture that, let's say it was from a picture she posted on Instagram. Mm-hmm. He looked at the picture and was like, oh, you sexy and thick in that outfit. He could have been talking about an outfit or that you're sexy and thick in that. However, the problem came in, number one, because you say his girl don't know this girl. Mm-hmm. That's one problem. And then number two is that she's saying that she's got a problem with it and you trying to fight it. Just don't fight it, dog. Just say, okay, I won't do it, or if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it in front of you so you know it's not a problem.
He not trying to fight it.
Jessica said
it was fighting.
He like,
no, I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Like,
you can't tell me how to talk. 570 WPG, man. We got more of your comments on the way.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Today's high is going to be right in the 96, 80 degrees right now. Shout out America. Hashtag, we just wonder.
Have y'all ever wondered why does 7-Eleven have locks on their doors when they're open 24/7? I'm just wondering. Now, are Kirk Franklin and Plies really the same people? Because I sort of think they are. I'm just wondering. It's time for Jess Wondering with me, Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Madhouse conversations.
Mm-hmm. So I was talking to one of my friends over the weekend. His girl is currently upset with him. She found out that he was having a conversation with his friend, someone that she does not know. And in the conversation, he told her that she was sexy and that she was thick. And she was like, yo, I think that's inappropriate for you to be talking to another female that way. So I'm hashtag Jess Wondering, is it ever appropriate to tell another person outside of your relationship that they are sexy or thick?
I don't think this is your friend on the line, but it's somebody that's going through it, like your friend. Good morning.
Man, that's straight up insecurity, yo. You know what I'm saying? If you got a problem with yourself, obviously, you know what I'm saying, you must think that you're not that cute or you ain't that sexy if you got a problem with your man saying that another female is cute.
Okay, so let me ask you. You go through your girl phone or you whatever, and you see her say, ooh, that dude, he kind of thick and he kind of sexy.
No, not that dude is kind of thick or that dude is kind of sexy. She says it to that guy.
Yeah, she said to him, and it's a dude that she's communicating with that you don't know.
First of all, I don't give a flying elf. Because, look, check this out. If I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing as a man, mm-hmm. then I'm not worried about what my woman is doing on the side. You know what I'm saying? If I'm taking care of my business as a man, my household is happy, my woman is happy, mm-hmm. she can talk to whoever the hell she want to talk to.
So when you find a text message, what's going to be your conversation with
her? Hey, ain't going to be nothing to say. You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
That's
hey,
what's
shorty, who is this? You know what I'm saying? She tell me who it is. Oh, this is my coworker, or this is a friend, such and such, such and such. Okay. Just say nothing else. Now, on the flip side of that is, now when I go and do it or you see it in my phone, I need you to have the same jump around. I need you to have the same explanation that I had. Don't try to get mad at me because you see me talking to a girl or you see me complimenting a female and everything, because that's the problem with women.
So now it's tit for tat.
It's just y'all do certain things. But then when it turned around and did back on y'all, oh, it's a problem then.
You are right about that. Now, but let me say this. Let me say this part, big dog. So you said you're going through this right now, right?
Yeah, I'm going through the same thing right now.
So have you seen something in her phone or anything where she communicate with any guys?
First of all, that's one rule I don't do. I don't mess with your phone. I don't pay your phone bill, so I ain't got no reason to mess with your phone. And the same thing for mine. You don't pay my phone bill, so you ain't got no reason to mess with my phone.
So how did she find out that you... So, hold on. You said something inappropriate. Well, you said you complimented another female that you know.
Yeah.
How did she find out?
She found out about it because she went through my phone while I was in the shower. She had my daughter. My daughter knew the code of my phone, right?
Of course.
But she had my daughter unlock my phone while I was in the shower. So I get out the shower, she just sitting all up on the bed, you know what I'm saying, scrolling. I said, dang, I hope you found what you were looking for. She said, yeah, I did. So I'm like, who is this right here? I was like, man, look, first of all, you know what I'm saying, this is nobody. Second of all, my grandpa always told me, if you go looking for something, you're going to find exactly what mm-hmm. you're looking for. So don't be mad when you're doggone find it.
If she is no one, then why did you feel the need to compliment her when you're in a relationship?
Because I got eyes and I can look at what I want to look at.
Exactly.
She's like, fool, come on, huh?
And so that's, you knew the girl?
Yeah, I know the girl.
So now that your problem has, your your person has a problem with it, what are you going to do about it? Because clearly she got a problem with it. So what you going to do about it now?
I ain't doing nothing about it. You know what I'm saying?
So her feelings don't matter.
Yeah, her feelings matter. But like I said, as long as I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
That part ain't got nothing. This is about her and how she feel about what you did.
She need to take it up with God, yo.
Bye, man. I'm not messing with you no more, man. Bye. I hate him. Hey, man, coming up, man, we got your chance to win these Lil Wayne and Blink 180 tickets. If you didn't get your comment in, you definitely can leave it on 704-227-8780. Woo! Just wonder. Stop wondering.
Live from Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios. This is WPEG, Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill. Turn me up, son. And home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Wake up. We're Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Being brought to you by the Great Classic After Party. You know it's going down, definitely going down July 20th. That is this Saturday at Studio Movie Grill, 210 East. Trade Street. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. It's Black Smart. You know we about to play it. Are you
Black Smart?
570-WPET. Let's see if you're going to keep that black card or if you are Black Smart. You're going to get these Lil Wayne and Blink 182 tickets. While you dialing, it's that Lil Nas X, Billy Ray Cyrus, Old Town Road, 570-WPG,
yeah,
caller number 9.
I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's a hot day here in Charlotte, America. And, of course, it's hot because it's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
All right, let's meet today's contestant.
Good morning.
What's up, big dog?
What's up, bro? How you this morning?
This your boy, Nunu. This Nunu.
Yes, sir. You know it. You better know it.
All right, Nunu. We about to test your Black Smart knowledge. We're going to give you 3 questions. If you get 2 or 3 questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need that hood black card.
What? Why I gotta be my hood black card?
Yeah, Carly, that's what we taking. You a no more giant penny for Nunu.
Well, you gotta bring some hood questions in this one, then.
I'm gonna kick it off for you. You ready?
Yes, sir.
In the movie.
In the what?
In the movie.
Say it one more time.
In the movie. In the movie, Barbershop. What was the name of the man that owned the barbershop?
The man that owned the barbershop in the movie Barbershop. Not Ricky, not Eddie. I say Ice Cube.
No.
Ice Cube. Played in it, but that wasn't his name. Ice Cube in the movie. That's not it.
He went through
names. He didn't get the man that owned the barbershop. All right, Jessica, what you got for Nunu?
All right, I need you to finish this famous black mama quote heard from black mothers around the world. I am not one. Fill in the blank.
I am not what?
I am not one.
I am not one. I am definitely not Black Smart this morning.
No. Oh, no.
Yo, run us that black carpet, dog. Damn. Can't take off for about 30 weeks.
Was he Black Smart?
Hell no. I'm disappointed.
I thought this was a short thing.
All right, man, if you're trying to get these Lil Wayne Blink 182 tickets, you got to answer my question and Miss Jessica's question on Black Smart. Damn, no.
No Limit Larry.
Oh.
Get the latest news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.